And good morning, and thanks for tuning in to 88.5 KRFY. This is listener-supported community radio for North Idaho, and I'm Susie Prez. We're here live in the studio for the Thursday edition on this August 4th of the KRFY Morning Show. And with me in the studio co-hosting today is Jim Healy. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Susie. This is the first Thursday in August. Where did July go?
I don't know. That's a very good question.
And I have a feeling August is going to be the same way.
Well, it's a busy first 2 weeks of August coming up. We have 2 weeks of the festival. What else is going on these first 2 weeks?
Oh, the Long Bridge Swim. We've got movies at the Panada. The Matthew McConaughey movie. There's just all sorts. There's huckleberry picking.
Well, I was up yesterday.
Did you leave any berries for the rest of us?
For the bears, I did. I don't know about the rest of you. Well, I always like to leave a few on each bush because I know those bears are going to be hungry this.
Yeah, can you imagine? I'd love to see bushes after the bears have been there. Do you imagine they pick them one at a time delicately?
I have no idea.
I have a feeling that they just eat the leaves. They eat everything.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. We have a really interesting show today here on the live KRFY show. What are we doing here today, Jim?
We are going to look at how we put music into our iTunes library, the station's iTunes library, and how we put music on the air into the different categories. And I've got lined up a whole bunch of recent released CDs. One of the things that, we can talk about this in a second. You want to do the weather, and then we'll talk about and play lots of new music for you.
Great. I'm really looking forward to standing here and listening to new music this morning. But first, from the National Weather Service, currently, today, it is 50 degrees out, and it looks like the sun is shining and the sky is blue. Should be sunny all day with a high of 83. Low tonight, 54, with clear skies, calm winds. Tomorrow, Friday, increasing clouds, high of 89. Low Friday night with a slight chance of showers after 11 p.m., it says. So after the festival is over, and a low of 64. And I know one person who's watching the radar right now. Who is that, Jim?
That would be Dino Wall, and because this is what the whole festival at Sandpoint has been gearing towards the next two weekends and the importance of good weather. But on the other hand, we have, weather happens whether we like it or not. And I think back to the Lake Street Dive concert a couple years ago where we had rain in the midst of it and they took a break, they came back on and continued on. So we'll just troop through the weather.
And it seems like for some reason, most of the time, it just somehow clears up for those 5-6 hours during the festival. And then if it rains, it's in the middle of the night or something.
Dino has connections.
I think she does. Anyways, you can go to the National Weather Service and find out more. So are you ready to go?
Let's go. Let's do three songs I've got set up. The three songs come from three CDs that were released recently. First of all, I want to just briefly mention that unlike a lot of radio stations, we are not on distributors' lists. So we don't get a plethora of CDs that most depend upon people buying them, integrating them into their libraries and sharing them with us. We have been very fortunate that the library on Division has a great CD collection and we've availed ourselves of that. But we mainly depend upon what people bring in. So if you have interesting new music, we will see if we can fit it into our station's library. The three songs that I have coming up, Paul Simon should be not a stranger to very many people, released a new album in June of this year. And then we're going to play a cut by the Lumineers. They had a mega hit about 4 years ago, Ho Hey, and Stubborn Love. And their CD, their self-titled CD, did really well. And they've taken 4 years to come out with a new CD. And then we're going to close the three song set with two names, Sean Colvin, Steve Earle. They have united together showcasing their vocals and guitar playing, and we've got a cut from their CD. The Lumineers album came out in April, and Sean Colvin came out in June, and Paul Simon came out in June. So we're going to start with Paul Simon, but it's a duet he does with Dion of Dion and the Belmonts. If you remember, go back. I'm sure Bob Hahn does.
What were one of those songs that Dion did that?
He did with the Belmonts. I Wonder Why and Teenager in Love. Why Must I Be a Teen? God, I can't believe I sang on the radio. And then solo, he did Run Around Sue, Martin, Abraham, and John. But this is a beautiful song. We're going to start off a 3-song set. Paul Simon and Dion with New York Is My Home.
New York is Pack yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out. I was not born and drowned. Baby, come on. Forget what Father Brennan said. We were not born in sin. Leave a note on your bed. Let your mother know you're safe. And by the time she wakes, we'll have driven through the state. We'll have driven through the night. Baby, come on. If the sun don't shine on me today, and if the subway's flooded, bridges break, will you lay yourself down and dig your grave, or will you rail against the dying day? And when we looked outside, yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out.
Kid.
That completes a three-song set. We're talking about music here on 88.5 KRFY that gets onto the air, that gets into our iTunes library. And we just don't put the entire album or CD on the air. And we started off with Paul Simon, and I'll use him as a good example, Susie. This album is called Stranger to Stranger, released June of 2016. And it is Paul Simon's 13th solo album after breaking up with Art Garfunkel, Simon and Garfunkel. But some of the critics call this one, Stranger to Stranger, his best post-Graceland CD. But what's interesting is that we do vet the music that goes on over the air. And the best song on this album is called Cool Papa Bell.
And why do we vet the music?
Well, there's two reasons. Number one, Cool Papa Bell has the MF word in it. And we do not want to put over-the-air language that might offend our listeners. Since we are listener-supported, I think it's very important that we be sensitive to the kind of language that goes over the air. We try to do that in our interviews, and I think we should do that with our music as well.
And I think the FCC considers that indecent language, or they have a name for it. But also, we have children listening, as you say, our listeners.
Absolutely. And the other reason why we might not put a song is if a song has content that preaches violence or hate towards a certain group, a certain religion, nationality, sexual orientation, we don't play that either. And so that would be two of the major reasons why we don't put a song on the air. But that was, and that's too bad because Cool Papa Bell is really, I think it's the best cut on the CD.
Well, you know, one thing that I have heard we can do is we can go into that song and just snip out those words. It would be a little blip.
What artists used to do way back when, they would release a more acceptable version. And the song that I think of is Kingston Trio, Greenback Dollar, that has, and I can say it now because we've gotten used to it, I Don't Give a Damn About a Greenback Dollar, that they recorded a version that did not have the word damn in there.
Yeah.
And so that could have radio play.
Sure. It's called Radio Friendly.
Radio Friendly. That was Paul Simon. Then second was Lumineers with a song called Sleep on the Floor. That's a three folks founded in Ramsey, New Jersey, of all places, back in 2002, a guitar, a piano, and a cello. And this is a album called Cleopatra, and it was released in April of this year. And then we closed out with Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Wasn't that great harmonies?
I love that song. I like both of them too. They're interesting, really talented musicians. And then coming together for this collaborative album, how wonderful.
They're longtime friends, and they did a cover version of Raise the Dead. That's an Emmylou Harris song. And they also, on the CD, they do covers of Ian and Sylvia's You Were on My Mind, The Stones' Ruby Tuesday, The Beatles' Baby in Black, plus six new compositions. And one critic said that they're a combination of nine divorces and two addictions, and yet they come up with this incredible album. So we're very thrilled to have Sean Colvin, each one, and Steve Earle, artists in their own right. But when they come together, not always do people, when they come together, really have something that is as effective as this is.
You know, one of the things, looking at some of the surveys that we do here at KRFY, a lot of people talk about how much they love our midday, our whole day music series called Otto's Eclectic Mix. And songs like this are in there. We're listening to mostly Otto's today, all of Otto's actually. What designates, how do we determine what becomes an Otto song, because it's not pop music?
I don't want to go into the exact details mm-hmm. because we do have a list, mm-hmm. but what Otto is short for automatic. Mm-hmm. And what we do here at 88.5 KRFY is we put songs into different groups, like Otto will put songs in there. And then the computer, if somebody is not here in the station live, the computer picks from it. And we have least recently played, most often played. We have ways that we can have the computer select the music. But we do such things as I'll give you an example. One of the bassists is Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. It's a great song. We've heard it a gazillion times, but that would not be part of Otto's Eclectic Mix because there's a whole bunch of other Stone songs that don't get airplay that are as interesting, if not more. So we try to play, we try to get a mix in there from reggae to classic blues to current pop. It just, and then it depends upon the computer. So as we tell people, if you don't like what you're hearing right now, wait a second. And
exactly.
So let's continue on. It's Susie Press and Jim Healy on the KFY Morning Show, and we're listening to new music in Otto. And I've got, let's do another three-song set. And I'm really excited about this next CD. Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers. They came together sort of like what Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt, with incredible vocal stylists, and the three of them have come together. I knew of Nico Case and Katie Lang, but I was not familiar with Laura Veers. And what's sort of fun about that? It's led me to her. And so we're going to play a cut from, and then we'll talk more about their CD. Then we'll talk about the next one is Mudcrutch. This is their second album out. This is Tom Petty's first band before he became Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from Gainesville, Florida. And he's regrouped with the members, original members, and they come out with a second album, and we're going to play a cut from that. And then The Rides. This is Stephen Stills of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. This is his new band, and we're going to play a cut from that. And this is his second CD out. So here's a three-song set of new music, all released this year. And we're going to start off with Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers with I Want to Be Here.
I just wanna be here with you, not bracing for what comes next. I got some new words, I can see sideways. If there's a limit, it hasn't found me yet. Don't you ever stop. The hungry fools who rule the world can't catch us. Surely they can't ruin everything. I wanna be here with you, not bracing for what comes next.
Found me yet. where you're at that no one informed you. I guess I should have warned you, it's all a contest. And you said they all wanted to hide you, but when they got deep inside you, it's a big mess. And you know me better now, and you see I'm in the middle. Don't know why or how, but you sold me down your river. And I'm just plain old sandwiched in between. So save your water, woman, I won't drink out of your stream. Well, the shouts of a thousand disciples and the brass Winchester rifles brought the house down.
are listening to 88.5 KRFY, and this is the Thursday edition of The Morning Show with Jim Healy and Susie Prez.
And we're looking at music that we have in our iTunes library that we have recently added. And we began the three-song set, Nico Case, Lang, and Laura Veers, and the album is just called Case, Lang, and Veers, released June 2016. And the song we heard was I Want to Be Here. It's about a song about a misfit artist who, quote, lost a front tooth, can't keep a job, but the things you make are so beautiful. And that's a lovely song. And I guess Katie Lang met Nico Case and Laura Veers when she moved to Portland. And Laura Veers is a Portland native, if I'm not mistaken. And Nico Case, born in Virginia, raised, I think, in Tacoma, and now lives in Vermont. And space means nothing, I guess, when you get together. And I guess Katie Lang wanted to form what she says is a punky girl band. And that's what... So the album Case, Lang, and Veers. And then we went to Mudcrutch, Tom Petty's early group. There were five members, and he took two of them along with him to form the Heartbreakers. And they reformed in 2007. And this is their second CD, released May 2016. It's just called Mudcrutch 2. And we listened to Save Your Water. And the moment he comes in with his voice, you know that's Tom Petty. And then we closed out with The Rides. And boy, you'd be hard-pressed to know that that wasn't Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But The Rides is the second album by the group with Stephen Stills, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and Barry Goldberg. And it was released in May of this year. And there's just all sorts of good music on that.
You know, there's so much good music. Jim, how do you discover new music?
Hit and miss. I subscribe to several music magazines, Rolling Stone and Mojo. Mojo is a British publication, but what I like about Mojo is that I get a CD with every issue that just opens up worlds of music to me that I might not listen to. For example, this is the 50th anniversary of Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde. So what Mojo did was they contained with their latest issue of the magazine a CD cut by cut, blonde by blonde, but done by different artists. Never heard of them. So what I do is I just explore. I count on people to turn me on to music. There's so much good music out there. I think one of my tragedies in life, Susie, is that I only have one set of ears. And if I'm listening to one song by one artist, there's a ton of music I'm not listening to.
It's kind of a little discovery moment. You just kind of flow along and find out more, like you just found out about that gal, Laura Veers. So then you keep going.
And what I'll do is I'll pursue her music, and she'll lead me to other and then other. So it's sort of like I'm running out of space in my CD library.
Well, what's up next?
Coming up, we've got two songs. The first one, Kate and Anna McGarrigle, we're going to get right into it. They released an album in 1978, their third album called Pronto Monto. It has never been out on CD or digitally, and now it is. And we've got a cut from there called Oh My Heart. And then there's a record label up in Canada called Stony Plain. And they have been around for 40 years, and they came out with a three CD set of many of the artists who appeared on Stony Plain over the years. And we're going to listen to Maria Muldaur, Midnight at the Oasis Woman, with Taj Mahal singing a song called Soul of a Man. So here's a two-song set. Kate and Anna McGarrigle begins it with Oh My Heart.
Stormy days. Ooh.
Set of new music here at 88.5 KRFY. We began with Kate and Anna McGarrigal, the McGarrigal Sisters, a Canadian singer-songwriter group from Quebec, and their songs have been covered by everybody.
You can't get better harmonies than two sisters. Kind of like the Shook Twins.
There you go. There you go. And I first came across them back in the mid-70s when Linda Ronstadt did a cover version of Heart Like a Wheel, and that just led me right into the McGarrigle Sisters. And this is from Pronto Monto, an album, their third album. In 1978 it was released, and finally out on CD and digitally. And then a cut by Maria Muldaur and Taj Mahal from Stony Plain, 40 Years. Stony Plain is a major Canadian independent record label specializing in roots music like folk, blues, and country. And that was Taj Mahal with Maria. And interestingly, on slide guitar was Roy Rogers. Now, one of the things I do want to mention is that oftentimes music is steered my direction by other programmers, and I've got two songs here that were passed on to me by Velma Queen of Fun, and from her Hump Day Cafe on Wednesday nights. Tune in. Velma just brings me all sorts of incredible music like Ruthie Foster, and here, I think, is one that she just is madly in love with, Sam Bush. And he just released an album this past summer in June called Story Man. And we're going to play a cut from that. And then Alan Stone from Chowila, Washington, a hippie with soul, it's called, critics have called him. And we're going to play a cut from his CD called Radius. The song is called by Alan Stone, Where You're At. These have been steered my way by Velma, Queen of Fun. Give them a listen. The cut from Sam Bush, Play By Your Own Rules.
For yourself, live like you ain't ever gonna lose. Choose to be the one who favors kindness over wealth. Don't be somebody else's fool. You've gotta play by your own rules. There's a thin, thin line between the rhymes and the truth, not knowing who's in charge of either one. Visions of tomorrow always well within my view, begging me to chase the setting sun. Take a hold of the wheel and turn it for yourself. Live like you ain't ever gonna lose. Choose to be the one who favors kindness over wealth. Don't be somebody else's fool. You've gotta play by your own rules. Darkness for the rain. Steady is the path that'll lead you safely through. Don't hurry, cause you'll get there just the same. Take a hold of the wheel and turn it for yourself. Live like you ain't ever gonna lose. Choose to be the one who favors kindness over wealth. Don't be somebody else's fool. You've gotta play by your own rules. Over wealth. Don't be somebody else's fool. You've got to play by your own rules.
you don't gotta dig. The people that make me nervous try to hide all their sin, and I've got no reason to cover my tracks. The best part of learning is just loving where you're at. So
song set of new music provided to the station by Velma, Queen of Fun. Thank you, Velma. We began with Bowling Green, Kentucky's Sam Bush. He's been titled the Father of New Grass or the King of Telluride. He's a mandolin player, and he's been with a lot of bands, but one of them that you might recognize besides Bluegrass Alliance and Newgrass Revival, he was with Emmylou Harris's Nash Ramblers in 1989 and stayed with them for 5 years. And so we played Play By Your Own Rules from his recently released Story Man CD. And then Chewila Washington's Alan Stone. We played Where You're At. And that comes from originally Radius, that's the title of the album, was released on Capitol in 2015. But he re-released it in March of this year with in a deluxe edition with 7 additional cuts. On a label that he previously recorded on ATO. And he, as I said earlier, he described himself as a hippie with soul. He does edgy soul pop, earthy folk rock. He's a little bit of Stevie Wonder, a little bit of Motown.
Really well done. So well produced. What a sound.
The whole album is like that. And thank you so much, Velma, Queen of Fun. I did not get to play. I've got here a 59-song, 5-CD tribute to the songwriting of the Grateful Dead's music. And proceeds from this go to the AIDS and HIV around the world, the Red Hot Organization. So there's so much. And you were asking me earlier about musicians. I recognize only about 3 people on this 5-CD set. So what this will do is shove me in all sorts of directions.
And that's how you find new music.
You're always looking, always listening.
I really want to thank you, Jim, for bringing us this showcase of new music that you have added to our KRFY Music Library. What a gift. And I think we should do this quarterly because this is so much fun. And
there's so
really
much new music out there.
Kind of get people to understand where our music library is at and how we do it.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back and do just nothing but music.
Right. Well, there's a lot going on. This is 88.5 KRFY, and it's listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. Thanks for tuning in to the morning show. I just want to let you know there's a lot going on in our community this weekend. I'm pretty sure it's the Arts and Crafts Fair at the City Beach.
It's next weekend.
Okay, it's the next weekend. But this weekend, we have the Long Bridge Swim. That's on Sunday, August 6th.
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday, August 6th is the Long Bridge Swim.
Oh, I always thought it was on Sunday. That's interesting. Okay, thank you for that. And the festival is happening.
Yay.
It's Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers tonight. The schedule is full. Emmylou Harris on Saturday night. Friday night is Railroad Earth and the family concert. But I also want to let people know there's also the Antiful, is that how they say that?
Aftival.
And that's happening at the Hive. And I wanted to ask you, Jim, you were down there a couple weekends ago for the reggae thing. How did that go?
Oh, the Wailers. What a venue.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot say enough about the sound system and the visual aspect of the Hive. And I really can't say enough about the restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the men's restrooms are just incredible in terms
Beautiful.
Of the... Exactly. Now, I've never been in the women's restroom, but...
They're pretty nice.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just an incredible experience. So the Aftival is something that's worth pursuing.
All right. And as I mentioned, on Friday night, it's Railroad Earth.
Yes, they're a New Jersey bluegrass band. And do you remember when KRFY did the Little Smokies earlier this year?
Our fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. At the Panada. People just crowded the stage to dance and move. Well, this is the dance concert at the festival this Friday night. And they don't do a 2 or 3 minute cut. They'll do, like the Grateful Dead, they'll disappear into, for 15, 20 minutes.
Jam band,
jam grass.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to close out with a cut by Railroad Earth, and it's called Bird in a House. And Susie, I cannot recommend highly enough people to go catch, you know, if you haven't, that's part of the joy of the festival. You know, like, I had not heard a lot of Angelique Kidjo, but because they're bringing her here, I now know. So let's go with Exit Out of the California Morning Show with Friday night's performers at the festival at Sandpoint, Railroad Earth.
And we hope you have a beautiful day. Here is Railroad Earth.